Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Welcome to my last story in my series, Israel the Family, where the family is about to undertake a massive moving operation. They're fleeing for fear of reprisals from the surrounding cities because they killed all the men where Hamar lived. Now, let's see where they're all going. After the great slaughter at Succoth, Israel heard the call of God to prepare the family to move on to Bethel to worship his God. Israel instructed everyone to put away the foreign gods which were among them and to purify themselves and change their garments, and let them arise and go to Bethel and there make an altar and worship his God. All the idols, golds, rings, and earrings were removed and buried underneath a great oak tree. As they started on the move, with all of their household items, livestock, possessions, a great terror came upon the surrounding cities. Even though there was a great slaughter at Succoth, no one from the surrounding cities pursued them. On the journey, Rachel, the most beloved wife of Israel, gave birth to a son, but suffered severe labor pains. During childbirth, she died. But before she passed away, she named her last son Benoni. Israel liked to call him Benjamin. Rachel had given him two sons, Joseph and Benjamin, who were his most favorite sons. Israel now had 12 sons, who were called the 12 tribes of Israel: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, Joseph, and Benjamin. At the ripe old age of 180 years old, he was buried in the land promised to his father and grandfather by God. This is the start of the nation Israel and its 12 tribes. Jacob, who God renamed Israel, lived a very long life and had a big family. God gave numerous promises over his lifetime, and these promises are still in effect today. Now, you know the story of the founding of Israel, God's chosen people. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.